Blog Talk Radio.
I saw how the wicked, I saw.
find my key. Thank you.
Thank you. enjoyed the music. Amen. Alrighty, let's get into tonight's message. Okay? It's titled, Our Forgiveness in Jesus. You see, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. Excuse me. God longs to fashion us into his likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we are undeserving. So may you be filled with the courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Before we can live a lifestyle of forgiveness, we must discover the depth of forgiveness we have received in Jesus. You see, God's love is the foundation for our own love. His forgiveness is the foundation for our own forgiveness. To love greater depth, we must continuously reflect on the nature of our own sin and God's overwhelming mercy. In Luke chapter 7, verses 44 to 47, Jesus reveals an important spiritual principle about forgiveness, sacrificial love. A sinful woman has just come and ministered to Jesus, cleaning his feet with her own tears, hair, and alabaster ointment. When Simon and the Pharisees saw this incredible act of love, he judged the woman and Jesus in his heart. Knowing Simon's thoughts, Jesus says to him, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. He did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins which are many are forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. So he who is forgiven loves little. Allow Jesus' words to settle in your heart for a minute. You see, God turns our greatest sins into his greatest triumph. He takes our greatest transgressions, offers us mercy for them all, and transforms them into a life-giving rivers of love and forgiveness. So until you and I understand the depth in which we are enslaved to sin, we will never love to our greatest potential. Until we understand how vast the chasm was separated us from God and compared it to our new position seated with Christ. In heavenly places, we will never forgive others to the depth God calls us to. So while we were by nature holy, unworthy, God calls us from the darkness and brought us into the light. We were unable to pursue righteousness. God saved us and gave us new identity as his sons and daughters, made righteous and pure. Before the forgiveness offered to you through Christ, you had no access to a true relationship with your Heavenly Father. You had no access to the fruit of the Spirit. You had no way to know and experience the depth of God's love. Your life was rooted in destruction with no way out. Yet God saw fit to forgive every transgression you have ever committed and will commit. The Father so longed for your restoration to him that he paid the highest price of Jesus' death. So take time today to truly reflect on the depravity to which you once belonged and on the new nature, portion, and depth relationship available to you by the forgiveness of God. Allow the Lord to forgive any present failures as you are robbing you of abundant life. Jesus died to give you. Allow the Spirit to fill you with compassion and mercy for others that you might forgive them in response to the forgiveness you have received. So meditate on your life before salvation and your life after salvation. Allow God's Word to paint a picture of just how powerful and merciful God's forgiveness is. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So what sin would the Lord have you confess today? Where do you need forgiveness? Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with compassion for others. Ask him to make you quick to forgive, considering the forgiveness you have been shown. Ask him to help you keep a record of wrongs so that you can love others with his love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came up to him and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Psalms 103, verse 10 to 14. Fill you with love for your Heavenly Father and compassion for others today. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we were thus. Amen. I highly suggest you read Luke chapter 7 and bring this devotional one to life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do to accept the Lord Jesus Christ is say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, you can call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we got a caller from 111. Let's bring him on.
Hola.
Hello. How you doing?
This is Pastor Ken. Good.
Yes.
This is Pastor Ken. Oh, okay. Just called it because You know, Beatty?
The what?
You know, Beatty?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He hasn't been seen for a week, so if you could put out the call that he's hasn't seen if anybody has seen him, if you could put out the word out, if you can, because he hasn't been seen in 1 week.
Wow. I pray for Beanie. Yeah, I know he was having some problems.
Yeah, this is his Uncle Cholo.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you could put the word out. Thank you.
Okay, I will do so. You're welcome.
You could put me back, mute.
Huh. Well, we'll keep him in our prayers. Hopefully he shows up soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
You're so welcome. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you want to call in, just press that one key. Okay, we'll get you on air, and you can tell us what you want to say. Amen? All righty. Well, let's play some more music.
Thank you. Thank you for being consequences come with standing ground. I know you held it down, it's on guard now. Real deep, good. I'ma just hit the surface though. You don't know how I feel pleading for a person's soul. When you know some things, you wishing that they're hurting them. If they reject it, you try not let it get personal. It ain't easy doing the right thing, but we pursuing it, so look like a fight scene. But we doing it cause of his love, doing it cause of his blood, doing it covering up.
Kid, how you doing? How you doing? This is Beatty.
Hey, Beatty, how you doing? Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Oh, good. Thank you. Hey, what happened to the fight?
It was canceled.
Are you guys going to fight tomorrow?
Huh?
Are you guys going to fight tomorrow?
I don't know if he shows up.
Okay. Sounds good. So how's Deeds? Are you ready for your surgery?
Huh?
Are you ready
for your surgery? Yeah, I've been ready for it. Yeah, and then
that's
4 days later, I got a kidney biopsy.
Oh, man. Hope everything is good, man. I pray for you, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I pray for you, bro. You're a good pastor, man. A really great pastor. You know, who puts shows on to help us learn more of the Lord, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Any more callers?
We got more callers, but they haven't pressed the one key yet. Okay, so
just put
them. Can't bring them on.
Yeah, just put them on. Put them on.
Huh?
Just put them on.
Well, they may not say nothing about you if they didn't press the one key.
Oh, okay. All right. If they want to be quiet, all right. So I hear Koshloff is talking crap about me. I heard it from the Discord room.
Are you in the Discord now?
Yeah, that was somebody that were telling me that on your chat, Blog Talk, that he's talking crap about me or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Koshloff is Doug, right?
Yeah, Koshloff is Doug.
Okay, he needs some special needs, you know, so, you know, that's all right.
Yeah.
I heard he came out of the closet or something like that.
Yeah, that I heard that too. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, so as him coming out the closet, you know, he says he's a Christian. Is that okay, or no? Is that okay for him to come out the closet?
Yeah, it's okay. If it's true.
Okay, so he can't be celibate, right? Or yeah.
Well, he can be.
Okay. Crazy, eh? Hey, Doug, you're listening, bro. You know, you came out the closet, eh? Congratulations, eh? You know, you get a lot of pica, you know what I'm saying? You go to the massage places, you know, where they have the rab ranch, you know? You go there, you get your massage, your rab ranch, and you know that you know do the business, you know. So, congratulations there, Doug.
Hey, Doug, why don't you call in? Call in and say hi.
Probably doesn't even know how to dial the number. Eh? All the times he's called, he probably had his mother call for him or something. I heard he has like special needs or something like that.
Well, anyway,
but
let's
hey,
get
I like
the
rap songs you played.
Huh?
I like the rap songs you played.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
The hip hop songs, yeah, they were pretty good. Are you gonna get into the prophetic word?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to do.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Alrighty, the prophetic word for today is: the Father says today, my creative word is in your mouth. When you believe in your heart and allow what you believe to come out of your mouth, create things happen. It isn't necessary to have some esoteric mystical experience to come to you in order to effect change. I am that I am, and because I am in you, the rule of heaven is in effect. No power in heaven or on earth can breach the walls of protection I have erected around your life. Make sure you do not open the gates of your mouth to allow the enemy in. Set a guard on your lips and refuse to allow anything uncharacteristic of my nature to escape them. My word on your lips brings me on the scene. My word on your lips will provoke the manifestation of what is going on in your heart. So guard your heart and trim your words in anticipation of a great blessing that will come because you so do. I am maintaining and sustaining in you the midst of an outward pressure. The intensity of who I am is greater than anything outward. The current and flow of corrupt communication will never contaminate you as you keep your mind stayed on me. Stay within yourself every day. Greater is the pressure on the inside flowing out than the pressure on the outside of the enemy trying to gain access to my inward man. So when you feel exposed and vulnerable, know this, that I have caused your human spirit to be a citadel of strength in which all the resources of heaven are released at the very moment of your need. The answers will come even instantaneously at the times when you discipline yourself to keep your soul aligned with your spirit that is my habitation. In this, you will experience being one with me as I am one with our Father in my weak earth walk. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. All right, let's bring Doug on. He called in.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ken?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, too.
That's good to hear.
So, why you want me to call in? Nobody likes to talk to me or, you know, so what's... I don't know.
I like to talk to you, Doug.
Oh, okay. You know, I just want to say I hope everything goes good with you, man, and you can keep on keeping on. You know, that's what I do. I just try to keep on keeping on.
Amen. Amen. That's all we can do.
Yeah. I'm going through a lot of back issues right now, but that's nothing like what you're going through.
Like, what's going on with you, Doug?
I got a couple of bulging discs in my back, and it's, like, getting hard to walk and stuff. Yeah. Not as bad as cancer, though. I mean, come on.
Well, I'll keep you in my prayers, Doug.
I appreciate it. I think about you all the time, man. You know, I know you said, August 4th or something, you have a surgery or something like that?
Yeah, and then August 8th, I got a kidney biopsy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it don't sound... You having a problem with
kidney? Yeah, they put a needle in my back, go into my kidney, and take out some fluid. You see why I'm spilling too much protein in my kidneys.
Hmm. Well, I'm wishing and praying for you, my friend. I wish and pray the best for you.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
No joke. I'm not joking or anything. Come on.
Oh, I know that.
So, I don't know. I guess I ain't got much more to say than hope you keep doing some shows and, you know, and you get better.
I may not do a show on August 4th, okay,
Wow.
But
no.
Who knows? I might do one.
No, don't even try to do one, Ken. Come on. You're going to need to rest up after that. You know?
Well, we'll see.
If you do, you'd probably be on, like, pain medicine or something. Right?
Yeah, I'll be on some.
All right, well, I don't want to hold up your show anymore, so you take care
of yourself. Well, thank you, Doug, for calling in. I appreciate it. God bless you, and may you have a great night.
You too, my friend, and everybody else listening or chatting.
All righty, Doug.
I'm not as bad as you can. Amen.
Amen. Alrighty, well, I'm glad Doug called in. What do you think, Bean?
Yeah, it was good. Called in. I did apologize, but yeah, it was good.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to call this a night. I want to say God bless everybody. Thank all my callers that called in tonight. Okay. God bless my cunt, Ashley, Farrar, Casa, Mad Mark, Paint Jitter, Time of Mind, Trevor Kilgutty. God bless you all for tuning in. Oh,
What was the first thing?
Got some more callers.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah.